Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Chamishi of Parsha Shlach continues on with the discussion of the Menachos and the Nisachim, and there's a very counterintuitive ending to this Aliyah. That all naturally born Jews would do this, and then, as if one would expect a different V'chiyagorit Chamger, O Asher B'sochecham Adorosecham V'asah Yisherech Nichoach Adonai. Kasher tasu kenya se hakahal chuka achas lachem lager hagar chuka solam adorosichem kager yalifnei Adonai Torah achas mishpat echad yelachem v'lager hagar itchem. So two observations. First of all, the very idea of bringing up a ger is surprising. Like, why would we think that Menachos and Nesachim would be different for a ger? But it's not just that the Torah brings it up; it repeats it three different times. V'chi yagor itchem ger. Hakahal chuka achas lachem v'lager hagar, Torah achas v'mishpat echad yelachem v'lager hagar itchem. This is such an important makar that this is actually the source, like Maran Krisos, that there's giur l'dor doros, that it's not just when you can bring a karban, but it actually transcends when you can bring a karban as long as you have kachem kager. We have mila tvila and hartzas damim. If you don't have hartzas damim, you could still have giur. The Gemara increases Dav Tes. So what exactly, Ma Inyan Menachos Unisachim Eitzel Giyur? And specifically, Ma Inyan Menachos Unisachim Eitzel Giyur Shalo Bishas Menachos Unisachim? Right? When you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it's a very strange phenomenon. So I think the key is, in terms of understanding what the essence of Menachos Unisachim are. And that is the fundamental equality of and the fundamentally democratic nature of the institution. What determines the shiur of Menachos and Nesachim? One thing and one thing only. What korban it is? A par, an ayil, or a keves? We're talking about a keves, and of course it's the mincha is in Yisaron. The Nesachim is Revi Yisahin. The Yisaron is mixed in with Revi Yisahin of Shemen. If you're talking about an ayil, so you're talking about Shnei Esronim, you're talking about the Nesachim of Shlishi Sahin, and you're talking about Shemen, which is mixed into the Mincha, also Shlishi Sahin. If we're talking about a par, we're talking about Shlosha Esronim, we're talking about Nesachim of Chatzi Ahin, we're talking about Shemen, Balul B'mincha of Chatzi Ahin as well. So we're talking about something which is determined not by the identity of the makriv, not by the circumstances of the karban, but by the animal per se. End of story. There's a fundamental equality. You know exactly, if there are three parim, you can tell exactly how many menachos and nesachim there's going to be, irrespective of whatever the circumstances are. It's all determined on an equal basis. And I guess then it's no small wonder that the Torah immediately transitioned to talk about kager ka ezrach, right? That irrespective of background, gershon yizkar katan anola dami, a person who comes in, the person comes in authentically, and he's makabel divrei Torah, chol hadvarim, afilu diktok echad midivrei sofrim, he enters the fold, and the point is that from that point on, so kager ka ezrach, Torah achas, mishpat echad yelachem. The area of Menachos and Nesachim is like a perfect area to demonstrate that context doesn't matter and circumstance doesn't matter. What matters is where we are right now. How many parim do you have? How many elim do you have? How many kevasim do you have? This person 3 years ago was in a different faith. Now he's a Yisrael. His chiyuv and tefillin is the same as Yisrael's chiyuv and tefillin. His chiyuv and Shabbos, same as Yisrael's chiyuv and Shabbos. Okay, so there are some differences at the margins in terms of Svara. There's some differences in terms of questions of Giores and Kiddushas Kohen, but fundamentally Torah Achas Mishpat Echad Yelachem, and that is such a foundational principle that it transcends even the realm of Menachos and Nesachim. We know that there are lessons that are encoded in the Mikdash which transcend the realm of the Mikdash, and the point of Menachos and Nesachim has to do with a certain fundamental equality which lies at the essence of Halacha. The Rav would often describe the democratic nature of the Halacha of Mamzer Tamid Chacham Kodim L'Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, and what that represents, and the exoteric nature of Halacha as opposed to the esoteric nature of Halacha, right? Arei Zemuchan In terms of the Keser Torah. So the area of Menachos and Nesachim has a transcendent lesson. And maybe that's even why it's being told to Jewish people 40 years before it would become relevant, not just as a Nechama, as the Ramban says, but they should have an understanding of a certain basic principle of Kachem Kager, a certain basic equality that exists in the world of Halacha.